All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Troy Boisjoli. He's the CEO of Merchants and Minerals. And Troy, welcome back. It's great to see you again.
Hey, great to be with you, Steve.
So super exciting results out again. This is now the second drill result from the summer program, again, at that Barda Fur zone on the HPM project in Quebec. And Troy, as the last time we talked, this one again is delivering on what you were expecting. And that was some pretty good mineralization.
Exactly. Delivered exactly what we're expecting. The second hole we've released from the summer's program was an exceptional hole by any metric. So it 121.2 meters of nickel bearing sulfide mineralization with nickel equivalent grades of 1.36%. Or Steve, if you put that into the perspective of copper, that's over 4% copper over 121 meters. And that's starting at a shallow depth of only 123 meters deep. You know, you start to drill down within that broad interval. You know, we've got intervals of 21 meters at 3.21% nickel equivalent, or, you know, 9.6% copper equivalent. So by any metric, a truly, truly impressive hole that really further demonstrates the significant potential that we see at our Barda Fur zone of mineralization.
Yeah, maybe Troy, you could just talk about that particular zone itself, because I know that's very important to the project as well. And I'm sure you're getting some thought for some of your peers as well when you start to see numbers like this, especially with how important nickel is right now around the world.
Yeah, so Barda Fur, it's a zone of mineralization. It's nickel, copper, cobalt. It's a nickel sulfide system. It comes right to surface. So it comes to surface. It has a strike extent of now over 370 meters, a width of about 200 meters with individual lenses up to about 45 to 50 meters, and has a depth extent now of well over 450 meters. So over the course of this summer, we set out to expand that zone of mineralization, and we did just that. We significantly expanded that mineralization, and Barda Fur is the starting point for what we feel is developing the potential of a new and emerging nickel sulfide district at our HPM project. So we have a significant number of near surface nickel sulfide showings, that's backed up by our geophysical response that highlights those showings. So Steve, we're at the very early days. We're at the very early days of exploration at HPM, and it has us extremely excited.
Troy, you know, you're showing great restraint, which is great. I mean, you should do that because, as you mentioned, you're at early days here as well. But do you think about what you want to be doing in 2023 then? Because you've only got, you know, a few holes back. There's obviously a lot more to come. But are you already in the planning stages for how you take a look at the project in 2023?
Absolutely. So the next stages for the project for Barda Fur in particular is moving forward. Well, we have additional assay results coming back, as you mentioned. Those assay results then and those results form the basis of a resource estimate at Barda Fur, which is defining where we're at to date and kind of a snapshot in time of Barda Fur. And then 2023, that forms the platform for a significant expansion program at Barda Fur, but also on the HPM project as a whole in terms of defining that exploration potential through that de-risk pipeline of exploration targets that we have.
Well, it's an exciting time for you, I know, and I know you're looking forward already to 2023, Troy. So thanks very much. Congratulations on the numbers.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Troy Boisjoli, the CEO of Murchison Minerals.